life is filled with many opportunities to learn, to expand the mind. From a tiny baby through teens to adulthood, we are constantly learning. By the time you are 70 years of age, you have reached a significant milestone in your life. Experts tell us that 70-year-olds have stored up with their conscious memory this approximately 15 trillion separate things, from their telephone number to the shape of a watermelon. And amazingly enough, our subconscious memory contains even more information than that. To hold all this information, the brain takes about 10 billion nerve cells. This tells us that God has certainly created us with minds to learn. What are some of the lessons that you have learned this past week? How did you learn them? What was the source of your learning? Was it at school? Was it at home? Was it from something new that you did as an individual? I want to share with you this morning a source of potential learning that you may have overlooked because it is different from all of those things that I just mentioned. You won't know what I'm referring to, so I think I'll give you a clue. Christmas time is an excellent time to tap into that source of learning. You see, it is none other than a little child. If you have been blessed with children around you during the Christmas season, if you are blessed, you are indeed a blessed individual. Just like this morning, we had children here participating in the service. I encourage you to take a few moments as you look at children today and through the Christmas season to just monitor them and see some of the things that they do in their actions. This morning I would like our minds to go back some 2,000 years ago to that first Christmas in Bethlehem. This will remind you that God's gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus, came to us not as a full-grown man, but as a tiny baby who grew through the stages of childhood, just as you do, and you may have done already as well. Notice what Luke 2, chapter 2, verse 11 says, where an angel is speaking to the shepherds. For there is born to you this day, in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Picture with me once again that scene of the shepherds as they come to Bethlehem. Friends, God's gift to us in Bethlehem's manger is important for two reasons. First of all, because He came as our Savior. That's why He came into this world. Deal with the sin problem in our lives. And there is only one solution to that problem. Our sin had to be punished. Jesus was willing to take that punishment so that we wouldn't have to. He is the only one who could because He was the only one who had never sinned. For His entire life, Jesus never said or thought or did anything wrong. He was the only one in the whole world who didn't have any sins that needed to be punished. But He chose to take our place when He allowed people to put Him on a cross and to have Him crucified. God showed He accepted his son's sacrifice when He raised Jesus from the grave 3 days later. That's how He qualified to become our Savior. But we still have to do our part to be saved from our sins. And that is to admit that we are sinners and to be sorry for that sin that has caused Jesus to die on the cross. And when you believe that Jesus paid for your sins and you trust Him to forgive you, He can become your own personal Savior. But we also should reflect on the birth of the Christ child for another reason. Remember, He was just a baby. Babies and young children, that's I tell you the truth, that anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter therein. So obviously, there are lessons that we can learn from little children that can help us to be the kind of people that God wants us to be. The question I have for any children that are here this morning, what is one special characteristic you'll see of the baby that is that you see here in this particular picture?
Is that your question?
One special characteristic
of this
little baby that his mother is holding.
Can't care for himself.
Needs care, yes. This child is very dependent upon his mother. He can't care for himself. He must rely on adults for protection, for provision, for instruction. He needs his mom to feed him, to wash him, to dress him, to care for his needs, change his diaper, care for his hurts. He's very vulnerable, and he is powerless. Did you know that God wants you to have that same kind of attitude toward me? It's an attitude of dependence. Whether you're an adult or a child, God wants you to look to him to meet your needs. How are you doing in that area? Do you struggle and strive to work things out on your own? When that fails, then do you tend to go to God? How foolish. You're adding unnecessary stress to your life. Dependence is an important lesson that you can learn this Christmas from a little child. What's on the screen now? What's the next step? Well, we see an iceberg, don't we? And we see the word transparency. But you don't just see the tip of the iceberg above the water. You see the bigger part that is below as well. That's because of the transparent nature of the water. This transparency illustrates another very important characteristic of a little child. It's one we struggle with to put into practice as adults. It's to be transparent. Be transparent. Just as the iceberg can be seen under the water, transparency in people means that you don't hide your feelings. Have you ever noticed how easy it is to see right through little children? If they're happy, we'll show it. If they're unhappy, we also are well aware of it as well. Whatever is going on in their little heads, their faces tell the story. What happens when we become teens and adults? Climate change takes place. We perfect the skill of learning to hide our feelings. We tend to hide behind our masks. Friends, God wants us to be honest with him. He wants us to tell him what is on our hearts. And he wants us to be more open with one another than we often are. We have observed the feelings of individual children this morning in their presentation. Sometimes they were nervous. Sometimes they had complete freedom. Sometimes there was delight. Do you need to be more transparent? As you think of the children and how they presented this morning, may this characteristic of transparency speak to your heart. What's happening in the next picture? Well, the father is showing his daughter and son a picture book. They are very intrigued by it. They're looking at it very, very intently. I want that setting to remind you of the innocence of little children. They're sometimes shocked at what they see. They may even get scared. Children are unwise in the ways of the world. Very gullible. They have not experienced the range and frequency of deceitful deeds that adults have. Though they are sinners by birth, really young. out the flesh and face it and run. We ought to run from the presence of evil. We need to turn off the TV when there's a show that isn't appropriate. Be horrified at the evils that go on in our world. Do you find yourself becoming immune to the things that at one time might have bothered you? Have you become more accepting of wrong? Let's get back to having the heart of a little child in this manner. What was taking place in the next picture? Well, a baby girl is fascinated by a toy that she has in her hand. She has something that in her hand that really grabs her attention. Often little children seem to be so fascinated with things we who are older are overcome about. Children have the marvelous capacity to woo and to awe with ease of things we adults take for granted. Have you lost that sense of wonder and awe? Have you lost that one sense of wonder and awe of how great God is? How amazing the world is that God has so wonderfully created? Why not this Christmas season go for a walk in the woods? Be caught up in a fresh and beyond the wonder of it all. Or why not pick up a chorus book? Or open the Bible? And read a passage or two that reminds you of the greatness of our God. What's happening in the next stage? I hear a teacher is teaching some young children. This reminds us that children are very teachable. They're like sponges. They soak up whatever their adult leaders say or do. They are very impressionable. They have not reached the point of thinking they know more than the teacher or their parents. In fact, they ask questions with sometimes annoying frequency. Are you teachable? What's happening in the next scene? We have a little boy who's playing catch with his daddy. Children love to be actively involved. Young children are eager beavers. They want to be where the action is. They're eager to please. They're enthusiastic. God likes that kind of response from you and me. He wants us to stand on our tiptoes, zealous to learn His will. Eager to do it. Are you that way? Do you tend to submit to His leading with a bit of reluctance? Our last illustration, there's a little girl that jumps into the arms of her parent. She has complete trust. But that reminds us that children are very trusting. Children display simple faith. They readily accept whatever mom and dad say. They will leap into space when asked to do so by a parent. They believe the outstretched arms of that parent will save them. The Bible calls us to trust in the Lord how much? All of our hearts. Repeatedly in Scripture, we are exhorted to exercise faith. Do you want simple, childlike faith? Are you willing to fully believe God's promises? What about His promise in 1 John 1 verse 9? If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. when he and both children had finished praying, he said, "Ashley, you can't go to heaven with sin in your heart." It wasn't hard for her to accept the fact of sin, because she had had to be disciplined at different times. Even at 3 years of age, children do need to be disciplined. David told her that when Mommy and Daddy were children, they asked Jesus to take away their sins so that they could go to heaven someday. But they first had to pray to ask Jesus to take away their sins. At that point, 4-year-old Jonathan was the one who said, "And Daddy, help us pray to Jesus to take away our sins." Confirming that this was indeed what both children were ready to do, David then had the joy of leading his two children to genuine faith. Did he understand everything that is to be known about the Christian life? Well, enough to bring you to go to heaven someday if they should die. And according to 1 Peter 3:18, they had a lifetime ahead of them to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peter admonishes us to do as well. But at those young ages of 3 and 4, they were ready to begin putting their trust in Jesus. First and most important step. And I'm so glad and thankful to God that now as teenagers, they are continuing that journey. As adults and even as older children, many have passed the age of being willing to have that simple trust. Because often the mind is cluttered with a lot of other teachings, which contrary to what the simple truths of the Bible offer. Sometimes we struggle because it can be a very humbling act take such a step. Like the child jumping into his daddy's arms, we're totally throwing away all confidence in our own efforts to save ourselves by any means as we jump into the arms of our Heavenly Father. Are you willing to surrender your will to Jesus? If not, why not today? You can do it as a young child, or you as a teenager, or as an adult. It doesn't matter who you are. God speaks and you sense. God is speaking to your heart. The time to respond is now. Have you learned to cast all your care on Him? Or do you only take such a step when it is safe to do so? How's your faith? Christmas Day will arrive in a couple of weeks. For many of us, we'll have the wonderful opportunity to observe children once again in action. Let's be good students and learn the lessons God wants to teach us, so that we might offer to our Heavenly